bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas. It's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
To Changing the Face of Jazz, a series focusing on young Australian women who've been making their names as jazz instrumentalists in recent years. All of them have taken part in projects which are aimed explicitly at encouraging more young women to study jazz and thinking about jazz as a musical career. Most have been recipients of the prestigious Jan Rutherford Memorial Award. They're all changing the face of jazz. The musician featured in this week's Changing the Face of Jazz is drummer Jodie Michael. Now, you'll hear when Jodie talks about herself and her music that she started playing the drums in her teens, but within a couple of years had decided to take the instrument and jazz music extremely seriously. She was the recipient of the Jan Rutherford Award in 2013, and since then has led a number of different ensembles, largely quartets and trios, including the trio we're about to hear from. Jodie recorded her trio at Foundry 616 in Sydney in 2015. The trio is Peter Farrer playing alto saxophone, Sam Dobson on bass, and Jodie herself on drums. So we'll hear one track recorded by the trio at the Foundry, then we'll hear Jodie talking about herself and her music, then we'll hear another track from that same session at Foundry 616. Here's the music and voice of Jodie Michael.
Thank you. I'm Jodie Michael. I am a drummer, predominantly playing jazz, any creative music really, any contemporary styles. I play locally around Sydney. I play down around Wollongong as well, and I'm in the process of heading back to New York. I started playing music around the ages of 13 and 14. I started the piano for half a year. High school music. And then I had the opportunity to sit on a set of drums. And I've always sort of wanted to play the drums. I'm not sure why, because I don't come from a musical family. It sort of clicked with me the first time I sat down and approached it. And it felt foreign at first, you know, getting the coordination and whatnot. But it sort of, like, instantaneously, there was no sort of, like, forcing myself to practice or study or get better. It was just a source of fun for me. And I think I took to it pretty well. The way I got into jazz, the music teacher I had at the time, who actually gave me a chance to hop on the drums and have a hit, he is a jazz teacher / musician from San Francisco. So he was sort of brought up in the thick of it around the Bay Area in the US. He sort of encouraged me to play drums. Play jazz drums, listen to the jazz drummers, and practice that style and really get adept in that style, because from jazz you can venture off into any direction. When I was younger, so 10 years ago, I sort of started 10, 11 years ago. It was fine. It didn't really bother me to not have many role models that were female drummers, because I just loved it so much. I would just listen to a drummer no matter what gender they were and absorb it and try and play like them. And that was all well and good. But I'm seeing now, when I look back in retrospect, it would have been a little nice to have someone the same gender as you doing what you can do. Someone I did find at a young age was Terry Lynn Carrington. I always looked to the female drummers in the US to give me some sort of inspiration and show me that it is possible. It shows you what's possible when you know someone of your gender and around someone your age has done what you're planning to do. You sort of know, like, deep down that it is possible, and if you can work hard and make good choices, you can do it. But when you actually see someone do it, it's so much more convincing, and it just strengthens your drive and your passion. It was around 15. I was 15, I think. It was just, it's one of those, I don't want to sound too romantic, but it was like one of those times when you hear a musician. For me, it was like John Coltrane and Elvin Jones. He's a big idol of mine. Elvin playing with John Coltrane in their famous quartet. And when I heard that quartet playing, you know, I think it was Love Supreme, one of those iconic albums, I sort of thought, wow, I couldn't imagine doing anything but playing music and trying to reach that level. As sky high as that is, I don't want to do anything else but try to reach that lofty place. Because these guys weren't alive anymore, and I'm someone who's in Australia in the 2000s, and they're American in the 60s, and they're making this music, and it's affecting me on this way. I'm this 15-year-old female listening to these people in Australia, and I can be moved, having not met them or anything. I didn't think much about gender when I was 14 or 15. I just wanted to play. I just wanted to play music really well and inspire people and play with my friends and have a really good time. And that's what I did. I just practiced, and yeah, there were some, you know, down days and why I'm not playing so good today. But everyone goes through that. And being allowed to experiment in different ensembles with my friends and with different teachers and drum teachers, mentors, whatnot, realizing that it's okay to make a mistake, it's okay to take risks, that's a big thing. You know, we're not really encouraged to take risks. Being around people who do take risks and seeing really great musicians take risks and then like pull it off or not pull it off, it's still equally inspiring. So I kind of adopted the mentality that sort of anything goes, and if you make a mistake, make it work. If you don't, great, you pull it off. That's sort of what my concept is with music as well. You know, just try something, make it work with someone, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. That's fine, you tried it, you've learned something. If it does, great, you've achieved what you needed to. I've become more confident in ways, in more ways than I haven't, but there have been more times that I've doubted myself as I've grown a little older, and which is interesting. It's a big family, the jazz community, because it is small, so it has to be a family of sorts. I have to say, all of the drummers who have taught me continue to inspire me. I think of myself as a musician who is female. It is important to realize that I am a creative musician and I just happen to be a female, because I don't want it to play into people's sort of thoughts and biases about what they think a creative artist slash musician should be. For me, it doesn't feel unusual to lead a band and present music at a really great jazz club, because I figured if that's the next part of my journey and that's the next stepping stone I need to move towards to become a greater musician, I'll do it, you know. And then in terms of being unusual to people outside of myself, I can see that's very unusual, you know. You don't see females presenting a band playing the drums in a jazz setting. So yes, I can see how that would be unusual, and I sort of like that in a way. I like how it's something you don't see often, you know, because I want to be part of that, I don't know, that paradigm shift, I guess, you know, that anyone can do anything, you know. It's not, you know, men do this and women do that. If a woman wants to do something and she has conviction and she's presenting something of worth, it should be looked at as unusual. I tell someone who was going for it at 15 years of age that you gotta really love it. You gotta like really love it. And you gotta do it with passion, and you gotta do it with conviction, and go into it with the idea of wanting to make a difference, but also having fun, because you don't wanna be too serious, because your music will sound too serious, you know? But then you wanna inspire people, and you wanna entertain people. And you want to create good relationships, healthy relationships. And if you have all of that in your mind, it'll come out in your music. Thank you.
That's Changing the Face of Jazz for this week. The musician featured was Jody Michael, the drummer. The tracks that you heard were recorded live by Jody at a session at Foundry 616 in Sydney. It features her trio, Peter Farrer on alto, Sam Dobson playing bass, Jody herself playing the drums. Changing the Face of Jazz is produced and presented by Mick Patton.
You have been listening to Eastside Radio Podcast. For selections of more enjoyable content like this, visit our website, eastsidefm.org, and click on Podcast.